Hello, welcome to Why Not Me? In life, we face many trials and obstacles, many challenges, and in the thick of it, we can be tempted to think, why me? But every obstacle presents an opportunity, and every trial can bring triumph. So I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? When in the middle of it, when things are tough, look around and think, why not me? It's happening for a purpose. And then, when success is at your doorstep, and all you have to do is open it, you may find yourself hesitating, questioning, is this for me? Do I deserve this? And I want to encourage you to adapt a mindset of, why not me? Throw the door open wide, shout to the world, why not me? Embrace your success. I'm your coach, Todd Halls. I'm grateful to have you on this journey. Welcome to Why Not Me?
Hello, hello. Welcome to Why Not Me? Turning trials into triumphs, seeking and embracing success. I'm your host, Coach Todd Halls. Grateful as always to be here. Grateful listeners for you for tuning in. Without you, it wouldn't matter. So glad that you are here. Excited for our guest today. Today, we have a gentleman that is he's a business owner, an entrepreneur. He's a husband. He's a lot of other things. Please welcome Wes Keim to the show. Wes, welcome. Please fill in anything else that's pertinent, anything I left out in that introduction.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Todd, and thank you for having me, and thank you for putting this together. So I don't think you really missed anything there. Currently, we are under the name of Grandview Exterior Systems instead of the Grandview Roofing. We changed the company name here just this past spring. So
it's now called Grandview Exterior Systems?
Yes.
So what prompted the name change? And I know that's the listeners don't yet, but you've been in business for a few years. And so it would seem to go through a name change. I don't know if that's a full rebranding or just a name, but tell us a little bit about what's involved and the why behind it.
So initially, it started out as strictly commercial roofing. And since then, there were more and more opportunities coming up. And with me being more or less of a visionary, I like to seek opportunities. Yes, they bring additional challenges up, but they also, with each challenge comes a new opportunity as well. This past spring, we had an opportunity. We continued to get leads on the residential roofing as well. So we sat down and looked at it as to what happens if we do this. And we ended up doing that. We opened up the residential division because there was a need there, and people seemed to want to request that information, like have us also do residential. So that is literally what led us into that. And then the name change behind it is the long-term vision, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, as to how we can use that name to continue to expand our business.
Cool. So the market told you, hey, we want more out of you, essentially. And you were in a position and felt comfortable responding to that, getting into the residential market. But then also as you look forward and what's going to happen, because just residential and commercial roofing, you could have just stayed with Grandview Roofing. But as you're looking ahead, you're thinking of expanding beyond that. So what's in store 5 years down the road? Where are you headed, man?
We also want to get into gutters. We basically want to have an option for exteriors as a general, which would also include getting into siding, which is where we start to get away from just roofing, which led us to going with that exterior brand name. There may be additional ones that come in, but those are the core four that we're focused on at this time.
Okay, got it. Very cool. So give us a little bit of the journey. Take us back to when you started. How did you know I want to be a business owner? And then what was it like to make that leap?
Sure. So I go back quite a few years or whatever. I was 18 at the time when I first experienced an opportunity to do a little bit of work for myself. I was working at a sawmill, and I think some of the people on here may remember 08 and 09. I'm sure you do, obviously. But things were a little challenging at that time. I had an opportunity to do a little bit of a side business. And I did it was a little bit that I did. But then in 2021, actually in 2019, the market was starting to pick back up again. 2009. So we bought our first home then. And to make those payments, I actually ended up having two separate jobs just to get through for a little bit. And one of them was working at a sawmill, and the other one was doing some staining and painting on Saturdays. From there, we got married in 2021. I keep getting the states mixed up, but in 2011, we got married. And then for the next 3 years, pretty much every Saturday through the summer, we were busy doing painting and staining to kind of build us up and follow us to the point of either we need to go in full time or quit it completely. And then another opportunity rolled by, and which was commercial roofing. And I won't get into a lot of the details end of it, but it's a multi-level marketing is what it essentially was. And an individual introduced us to this, and we seen money all over the place. And we went after money to begin with. But as time went on, things changed. But anyway, in 2014, we opened up our business, and I had a very comfortable job. I was getting paid very well. I was very secure, but I also am like I mentioned before, a visionary, and I didn't recognize it at the time. But in 2014, we made that leap. We only had one signed contract, but we had the confidence that we're going to make it happen. We had a coach, if you will, to kind of help us through those first couple of years. And it started out as a partnership business. For the first 2 years, we were a partnership. And then at the end of that year, I purchased my partner's share of the company. But those first two winters, actually, I got a job to get us through the winter. And then in 2016, I pretty much did quite a few roofs by myself. Not ideal, but I also understand that part of this podcast is exactly that, you know, why not me? In 2017, I had hired on my first person to work for me. And then in 2018, actually, I fell off a roof and broke my foot. And so I was kind of left hanging. But my brother-in-law also had a company, Grandview Roofing Systems. So I ended up merging with his company and continued on. I was able to kind of keep on with the sales end of it, whereas he was able to kind of take on the production end of it. Then in 2019, we had, so through that, there was a little bit of a difference in, you know, personalities and so forth between my brother-in-law and myself. And it was, you know, some things to work through, if you will. And so in 2019, we had a breakout year where we did pretty good. We brought in subs to kind of help us along the way because we were not at the point of bringing a bunch of employees in, if you will.
Sure.
And then 2020, the pandemic hit. People were obviously a little, weren't sure what to expect out of it. And we literally had like 2 months of work wiped out from underneath our feet. In about a month's time, we found out about it. And so me, I being in the sales role, I went out and was like, you know what, if this is where we're at, I'm going to make it happen. And fortunately, you know, and you're a Christian, and with God's help, we were able to bust through and get a couple of deals that helped us get through the rest of the year. We definitely had a pretty major drop in our revenue that year. But then about midway through 2021, my partner mentioned he would like to sell his share of the company. So I ended up buying that and became the sole owner of the company. It was a little bit of a challenge to, you know, work through that because we were needing quite a bit of additional equipment, trucks, stuff like that, because we were starting to bring in actual employees. And quite frankly speaking, I don't like to view it as employees. I like to call them team members. but we ended up getting our own telehandler, being we were in commercial roofing. About this time also, in like 2020, I brought on my business coach. And but then at the end of that year, we started really honing in on what actually do we really want out of a business, and viewed the business more as a vehicle to accomplish our life's mission. And that's when things really started to change from a perspective, if you will. And at the end of 2021, we definitely had the best year yet. And then in, we'd had like a literally like 100% growth from 2020 to 2021. Then in, 2022, we brought in a general manager. You may be familiar with the term EOS.
Yeah.
He would have been known kind of as the implementer, but we kind of focused very strongly on EOS, like trying to fit our business into EOS, but we soon saw that doesn't work, and instead focused on using principles from EOS to bring those into our company that we already had.
Sure.
And that worked out a lot better. And so we brought him in. We also brought in a couple of key individuals on the operations side of it, and started to roll out roles and so forth. And pretty much in 2022, we had another breakout year, turned out very good. And but then in this past year, we had a little bit of a setback. We went through some difficulties internally. The revenue wasn't quite there as to what we had hoped for. We definitely didn't reach our goal. However, I sat down between Christmas and New Year's and reflected over the year and was like, you know what, we can either view this as complete failures, or we can view it as what can we learn from this and how can we proceed moving forward. So that's what we chose on doing, is to view those things that we typically would have viewed as failures and looked at it from the perspective of, so what can we learn from it, and how can we make sure not to make this mistake again? So here in 2024 now, we are looking to bring in a couple more salespeople, and we're continuing with the residential side, although last year, and I think this fits into your what you have here, we had a pretty major, I'm not even quite sure what to call it, but it was a situation that went a little sour for us, if you will.
Internally?
It was only go ahead.
Internally or on a project?
On a project.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, it was on a residential project. It was like literally one of the first ones that we did. And it was like, what did we sign up for, you know? but anyway, out of all of that, I was able to understand also that I can have empathy for other people, but I don't need to become emotionally involved to the point that it starts to bring me down. And that was something that was pretty huge for me, because I ride on emotions. So I really had to work very hard to get beyond that point. So gives you a little bit of a history. It's a long-winded one, but at least it gives you a little bit of a history. So
it does. So yeah. So let's see, where do you even start with all that? I just wanted to commend you for taking the time to reflect and realize, like to think about, hey, what do we want from the business? So often, talk to people, they get into the business to have more freedom, to, you know, whatever, or just to create a business. They get into it because, in my case, I was good at pouring concrete and good at working hard. It made sense just to start a business, be my own boss, but never really thought, okay, but what, to what end, right? And without that process, we end up being servant to the business versus having our business serve us. So tip of the hat to you and your wife and whoever else had the foresight and just the clarity, the discernment to go through that process. Well done.
One of the things that really helped me to work through that process was, first of all, I understand my purpose in life. And secondly, I also understand how to use that, and that is to impact people's lives through relationships. So I'm a very relational guy. And that is literally how we have built this company, is on relationships. I have clients that I've been doing business with since 2014. Yeah. And there's one key client, actually. We were a little slow back in 2016, so I was doing door-to-door. I call it cold calling. Other people have other terms for it. Literally stopped in at a place. It was a huge facility. And we were a little slow at the time. I thought, well, you know, if it, you know, taking what I know what to do and using that. So I cold called them literally within about 15 minutes later, he reaches out to me and says, hey, I do actually have a project you need to help me out on. Since then, we every year we've been doing roofs for them. It's like 10 and a half acres under roof. So every year, you know, they get us back out and have us do another section. So, you know, we've been truly blessed throughout this whole journey. Although there has been a lot of challenges to, you know, work through, I don't think we could appreciate what we have if we wouldn't go through some of those challenges.
For sure. The at least for me, the challenges I've been through make me just that much more aware and grateful for when I'm not in a season of challenge.
Absolutely.
And I say it that way because I know there's another one coming, right? The human condition is we're either just coming out of a challenge, we're either smack dab in the middle of it, or we're headed into one pretty soon. Because that's just the way this cycle works, right?
Yes.
You brought up something that I think is important, whether you're a business owner or maybe or not, and you know, maybe your company slows down. And so what'd you do? We can just sit on our hands and worry about it and think, when's the business going to come back? What are we going to do? Et cetera, et cetera. What you said you did was you hit the pavement, like went knocking on doors, picking up the phone, and went and found the business. If you dig long enough, you're going to find some gold.
Absolutely. And that is actually, even going all the way back to 2014 when we started the business, we had a pretty major challenge in getting our name out there. We had a couple of flops in the marketing end of it. But at the end of the day, you know, I told my business partner, hey, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to make it happen and we'll go out, we'll cold call, you know, I call it cold calling again, until we have enough work that we're capable of, you know, keeping busy. And that's literally what we did. And that's how we were able to get ourselves through the first like 3 years, actually probably 4 or 5 years in business, was literally based on the activities from 2014 to 2016 kept us going.
Sure. How do you... Well, so yeah. How do you pick up the phone? So I frequently talk to folks that are in business, and even we had a conversation yesterday with somebody who has a sales team, and their salespeople have a hard time picking up the phone. Like that's what they're hired to do, right? Make the calls. And yet, and there's, you know, there's books upon books written about this. So just curious from your perspective, does it come easy? Do you have to build yourself up to it? Like what's that look like for you to go knock on a door or pick up a phone to call somebody for the first time?
So if I'm out in person, I'm a lot better at it because I'm a relational guy, so I can connect with people pretty easily. If I'm picking up the phone, I almost have to use a script for myself to get me started. And the script has a couple of bullet points in it. It's straight and to the point because you don't have a lot of time. You have about 7 seconds to get somebody's attention. And for the first 7 seconds, they've drawn a judgment on you, whatever. So I introduce myself and I don't create any small talk. So I don't focus on how are you. I literally go into, telling them why some people would call us. And then I show what makes us a little bit different, or I tell them what makes us a little bit different. Literally, like, unlike other contractors, this is what we provide for you. It's a way to get attention. And then you have to put some kind of hook at the end, you know, would next Tuesday work to have us come out? And you can also use psychology if you want to. Would you be opposed to have me come out next Tuesday at, let's say, 8:30 in the morning? Or would it work better for 2 o'clock? If you give them options, they can select between one of the two.
Sure. So it sounds like that whole conversation, or at least that part of it, takes about 20 to 25 seconds.
Yes.
Straight to the point, not taking up any of their time. What would you tell? What would you tell our listeners that? I mean, if you're a business owner, you're in sales. That's just the reality, right? And so, what would you tell our listeners that are business owners, or for anybody listening that is in or will be in sales? Because you made it sound easy. So, what would you tell somebody that is fairly new to it?
I would tell them that first of all, don't take the no's personal. So often people, when they get rejection, they feel like it's personal. Instead, ask your, and here's one thing that I feel is very important on sales calls, especially. And that is, if you do get rejection, because you will get it, I mean, it's a given. Take time to analyze that call. What did you talk about? And how could you tweak it maybe to ask a better question next time? Because if you only focus on not getting a no, you will always get a no. Instead, look at what is the end result that you really want.
So I think it's from the book Go for No. So you just said something reminded me of this. And the author recommends set a goal for how many no's you're going to get that week. And he shares, it's a parable type story where the salesman had set a goal for 5 yeses, right? And Monday he got 3 of them. Like came out of the gate strong, got 3 on Monday. So now he's feeling good about the rest of the week. So Tuesday, an opportunity came up to help somebody, let's just say in accounting. He's like, yeah, I got time for that. So he does that on Tuesday, does something else on Wednesday, knowing he's still got 2 days. He's only got 2 yeses left to give, right? And then on Thursday, he goes golf. Anyhow, the week goes by and he ends up with his 3 yeses and missed his point. And then the author goes on to say is even had he gotten all 5, right at the first thing Monday morning, the rest of the week would have been wasted because he met his quota. Where if you set the goal of, I'm going to get 1,000 no's, maybe you get 999 yeses out of that deal, but you're continuing to work instead of just taking your foot off the gas. So, you reminded me of that. You also said, and we're almost out of time here, but you've a couple times you said something. I'm curious where you learned it. You talked about your mistakes and how you just sat down between Christmas and New Year's and reflected. And John Maxwell, says that, we don't learn from our mistakes. We learn from the mistakes we reflect on, and really analyze. And then just a minute ago, you said the same thing about a sales call. Like, stop, analyze what's going on. Don't just keep mindlessly dialing. Who taught you that? Where's that come from?
Well, I've been through quite a few book studies, and John Maxwell is actually where I initially found out about it, to make sure between Christmas and New Year's, for example. And then also my business coach is Gary Bontrager. You may be familiar with Gage Bontrager Consulting. He's got a lot of great insights, and he's learned a lot from his past as well. But he's the one that also actually I went through Sandler training as well. Are you familiar with that?
Anyway.
In there, they also have actually a worksheet to reflect on your call. And to me, some people focus on having that major learning experience all at once, but I view it as, what little tweak can I make today that will make it a better day? And at the end of the day, I ask, hey, what did I learn? What did I learn from today? And make sure to list your wins. And also, what did I learn from today? I view that as something that has dramatically helped me. And this year, that is one of my things that I'm focused on, is being more intentional on reflecting on a daily and a weekly basis.
I love that. Love it. I use So I use digital, but I also have it right here. I use my full focus planner.
And
I think this is the newest version. It's got your daily wins at the bottom of each page. And it's, you know, it's something I know about, and I've practiced intermittently until this version of this full focus planner. And now it's become a daily thing, and it changes, like it literally changes your perspective in such a way that it changes the way you wake up the next morning. Like at the end of the day, if you're celebrating the wins, even the small wins, like, you know, I had a nice conversation with the neighbor, whatever it is, mm-hmm. it just puts you in a different frame of mind versus, well, I didn't get this done and I didn't get this done and this happened. And like, it's so powerful to take a minute and celebrate those wins, no matter how small they may seem. So thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely.
So as we wrap this up, could you provide or like, what's one impactful or important question that you would leave with our listeners? What should we be asking ourselves? What should we be thinking about? What should we be reflecting on?
I'm thinking one of the main things, actually, as a quote that I've seen is be yourself. A duplicate is worth a lot less than an original. And what I mean behind that is, understand yourself. There is no point in trying to be somebody else. Because I grew, like early on in business, I tried to be other people. I tried to match their, you know, business profile, whatever. I began to realize, you know, in after like 2020 that, you know what, I'm actually me. I can't be anybody else because that's my DNA, you know. And once I understood that, my perspective changed. So that's what I would leave with people is take time to reflect to see, are you being yourself or are you trying to be somebody else?
Awesome. I love that. So in my, one of the tools we use and what I do in coaching is called the roadmap. And there's the culture equation on this roadmap, which talks, it's your, the company values, the organizational habits, and then the culture you're trying to create. And you just, one of mine is you be you. So whatever that is, if you're like, huzzah, every day, then just show up like that. But if you're quiet and just content in the corner with a book, show up like that. Whatever it is, you be you. So I love that question. Are you being you?
There's one other thing that I would like to add to that is, are you being your best or are you trying to be the best? So what I mean by that is, can somebody give 100% of their effort and get an 80%, or can somebody give an 80% of their effort and still get 100%?
That's worth reflecting on, probably on a daily basis.
Yes, that's one thing that I do require of our team members is, did you give your best today?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I love it. Awesome. 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 This has been fantastic, Wes. Thank you for being here. So for anybody that wants to reach out to you, maybe for business mentorship, maybe to talk roofing, maybe somebody in your local area that happens to hear this and needs your services, what's the best way to find you, reach you, contact you?
So I'm on Facebook under Wes Keim, and I am also, we have Grandview Exterior Systems on Facebook. And then, of course, we also have the website, Grandview Exterior Systems. They can reach out there. Those are the main points to get a hold of us.
Awesome.
And if they want to contact me directly, it's Wes, W-E-S, at grandviewroofingsystems.com. So I guess I didn't change my email yet, but that's part of it, I guess. So.
Perfect. Perfect. Wes, thanks so much. Time is precious. We appreciate yours. Thank you.
You bet. You're welcome.
All right. Listeners, thank you. Really appreciate you tuning in and giving of your time. So thank you for tuning in. Today we're being sponsored by Todd Halls Coaching LLC, www.coachtoddhalls.com. And I will leave you with this. Whatever grand vision you've been given, whatever dream God has put on your heart, you can. Until next time, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful, live life strong. Peace to you.
Well, thank you so much for listening. For even more on turning trials into triumphs and seeking and embracing success,
go to toddhalls.life. That's toddhalls.life. And I look forward to serving you. Until next time, be strong, be bold, be humble, stay healthy, stay hopeful. Peace to you.